Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, welcome to Nobody Panic. Tessa, would you like to explain what's just happened?
Yeah. I very confidently said I wanted to do my tax return live on the air.
Yeah.
I really thought I could bring some help and clarity.
I was too tired to stop her.
And Tessa was too tired to stop me. We've now just finished it, and it's clear it was a mistake.
It's. I back this. I think it's one of the most entertaining episodes we've done.
But...
You will get no information.
I cannot stress enough. I just need you to know, if you're in a state of panic because your tax return's due next week and you think, oh God, they'll know. These girls will know. This is going to make it worse.
No. Get an accountant.
Get an accountant.
Or listen to literally any other podcast episode about it.
Yeah.
And then once you've done it, have a little listen to make yourself feel better.
Yes, yes, yes. Because we can be a little chaser after you're done.
Yeah. You say we there. I'm very much desperately trying to ask questions that would be helpful, constantly just revealing more and more of the abyss to do with Tessa's tax returns.
Stevie was just a voyeur to the experience.
It was great,
it was a mistake.
Have a nice time
Please enjoy. Please don't take any legal or financial advice from the following podcast.
No, but do enjoy the tax poem that we start with.
Yeah, that was quite good.
That was the highlight.
Yeah, that is.
You wrote that in 2021.
Yeah, it's downhill from there.
Okay. Scared of this one?
Me too. Today's episode is a tax return live. Nobody panic. We thought I'll do my tax return on air.
Sure.
And why not?
Yes, I think that's good. And then before Tessa logged in, and just to kind of be like, well, I'll get ahead of the game. I'll get ahead of the game. And and what did it say, Tessa? In big letters.
I really quite like smugly was like, yeah, Stevie, I'll just pop in. Open the front page. It says, you owe £109 and it is late.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm like, okay.
This is after me saying, well, we can't really do my tax return because I have an accountant who does it because I want to make sure it's all, you know, correct. And Tess was like, well, yeah, but you can do it yourself. I'm maintaining this again. You've got a fine.
I've immediately got a fine. Listen, I cannot stress enough how I will not be bringing any expert advice here.
Oh, good.
Zero.
Okay.
Switch
off.
Yeah, just this
listen
is...
to we did a tax return episode. We did how to do tax with John Robbins a few years
it's
ago.
Very interesting.
Very good episode. Listen to that. Unless you've really got not a lot on, in which case enjoy.
This one is coming out on the 23rd of January, and which means you have 7 days.
That's well enough time.
Well enough time. And so it's like, get it out now. Really, it was sort this episode is done its job in that you looked at the title and then you're like, fuck, my tax return.
Yeah.
And in many ways, everything else after this is simply bonus. You know, I just want you to remember to do it. Yeah. And if you're doing it for the first time yourself, or maybe you've got your, this is your first time having a job and you're like, oh my God, what's a tax return? It can feel very, very overwhelming, but I do believe it is something that is in your power. Also, it doesn't have to be. Stevie has an accountant. I think that's an amazing idea.
I want to be very clear, like everyone I know who is self-employed has an accountant,
yeah.
Apart from Tessa.
Yeah.
I know nobody.
I think maybe we'll do this and we'll be like, you're not doing it right. Like, that's not.
I am almost certain that that is the case.
That's what's going to be the case.
I mean, because you've got a fine. So already we know.
I find it, it's very scary in there and it's overwhelming, but there is something about sort of like, if you give yourself enough time to do it, like a whole day or an afternoon, I'm going to go get our book.
So this is a chapter in it called How to Understand Tax.
How to Understand Tax. And it says a poem in 8 cantos. I don't think it is in 8 cantos.
I don't think so either, but I don't think at this point in the book, anyone believes that they should focus on what we're saying.
No, I agree. Okay, here we go. How to Understand Tax. Our story starts in ancient Rome with Augustus on the throne, who said, "Hey chaps, hey lads, come here. I've had the most sublime idea. You know I love to start a war. I've got 3 on, I'll start one more. But here's the thing. I know, it's funny, but we're really running out of money. So what if, to stop me going broke, we go and tax the common folk? Now don't freak out, it won't be much. I'm not completely out of touch. So there's no fuss, it's my intent to cap the income tax at 1%. If you're wealthy, you pay more, you pay much less if you're poor. Fast forward several thousand years to you at your computer streaming tears, so stressed you think your heart might burst. It's midnight, January 31st. In the UK, as you'll come to learn, this is the day to file and pay." I forgot that until just now. Oh my God. "This is the day to file and pay."
Learning from your own epic poem about tax.
In an episode I've insisted we do. "This is the day to file and pay your tax return. And just to keep things really weird, the tax year has been engineered to start itself on April 6th and end again on April 5th. What a baffling choice to make. Surely there must be some mistake. But no, back long ago and far away, the 25th of March was New Year's Day. Lady Day started the financial year and marked the moment Gabriel appeared to tell young Mary, 'This is wild, but you're carrying God's unborn child.' Lady Day starts the year anew and stayed that way till 1752, when England was forced to change its ways and swap calendars, losing 11 days. The Pope insisted on Gregorian and putting the Julian in the bin. But to make sure they still got their tax, the Treasury pushed the tax year back. And then a leap year blunder in the year 1800 meant adding on one more day, which brings us to April 6th we use today. So what exactly do your taxes mean? Why, when you've got your pile of beans, do you have to give them back and pay your awful income tax? Well, museums, sports, financial aid, libraries, the police, the fire brigade, the parks, some schools, and God bless, our very best thing, the NHS, all these things we get for free because we pay HMRC and always will. Don't vote Tory. If you're safely on a salary, your boss will pay your paye and means you don't need to do a tax return. So if you're sitting there now being like, "I've got to do this thing," and be like, "You don't have to, baby, you did it. Someone took your tax already. Sorted. Job done. Enjoy your day." And means you don't need to do a tax return. If you're on somebody's staff, they pay your tax on your behalf. Nice and simple, nothing tricksy. On April 5th, get your P60. This is a list of every pound you've made and proof of all the tax you've paid. When you leave your job, in shame or dignified, you're handed a P45. This is what you've paid and some advice so your next job does not tax you twice. The bit that makes your brain explode is the Enigma team of secret codes. The normal one is the letter L, and everything else is tax code hell. S means Scotland is where you did your sales. C means you did all your work in Wales. A new job might send your paychecks with W1, M1 or the letter X, emergency codes because you're new, until your official tax code comes through. If you have a second job, codes can frustrate, but BR means the basic rate, and the Ds, as a general rule of thumb, mean the higher rate on second income. If you think this is tricky and you're annoyed, now God forbid you're self-employed. There are 3 tax brackets, as is traditional: basic, higher, and additional. The more you make, the more you pay. The more tax you have to give away. But here's something to help you sleep. About £12,000 is yours to keep. That's your personal allowance. You pay no tax. That's yours. You never give it back. This changes all the time. So please, in court, don't use this rhyme. Can you imagine somebody in court bringing our book as evidence of why they fucked up? Up to £12,000, you pay not a dime. Then after that, it starts to climb. 12 to 50, you're on the basic rate. You pay 20% on everything you make. Then after 50, it's quite the jump. And now you're going to need to stump up 40% that you now owe the state because you're on the higher rate. If you're making more than 150K, and that is a serious amount of money, then you need to be content to pay back 45%.
That's changed now.
Has it?
Yeah, it's all different now.
Yeah. This changes all the time. So please, in court, don't use this rhyme.
Yeah!
Written down, you can see why people always like to try to get around the tragedy of giving half their money to Her Majesty. These are your precious hard-earned beans, and now you have to give them to the Queen.
Okay.
Fuck, this changes all the time. So please, in court, don't use this rhyme. God bless her. She was alive when we wrote this.
God, she was.
Paying taxes is no fun, but stay organised and get it done. If you try to lie, then we ought to tell you that you will get caught. Tax avoidance is a legal way of finding cracks to minimise your income tax. And if you're of a more criminal persuasion, that one's known as tax evasion. Martha Stewart was a famous tax evader, although also a commercial inside trader. So was Chuck Berry, Judy Garland and Al Capone. So if you go to jail, you're not alone.
So good.
What a way to end. I wonder why it felt so important to me to name some famous tax evaders.
It's such a good poem. Well, we've learned all we need.
That's
to.
It, I think. So the nice thing about all those codes and all that shit is like, not if you're thinking, what, I haven't got my tax code. You don't need one. If you're self-employed, no tax codes for you. That's only if you are employed by a proper job. Right.
Okay.
Here we go. Now, Stevie, you've never been on this website. Is that right?
I have. When I first basically freelanced, like for the first time, I registered self-employed and then did my tax return. But it was like £50.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, you don't need to do that. But I was like, okay. And then
it's nice to do.
It's nice to do. And then I did it for 1 year when I went fully self-employed in 2015. And then I immediately got an accountant because I was like, I'm never, ever doing that again.
What was the main thing that you found?
I think the thing that gets most people, which is that like, I'm not an expert in this. So I don't want to be inadvertent. I think it was because I found out I'd made a mistake. And I was like, I've probably made a million of these. Like, I actually don't know. And if I'm audited and they go, okay, cool, show me your stuff, I'd be like, I don't know. I want someone else to do it. And then I go, she charged like £150 for your entire tax return for the whole year. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Obviously,
please.
Yeah. I think I 100%, and I really cannot recommend getting an accountant enough. So I actually have two accounts. One is my business account, Springtide Productions. Mm-hmm. It's not important. You don't need to know why. Do you care?
I do.
There are two types of tides in the sea. Spring.
Oh, obviously, I thought you were going to explain to me why you have a business account. Not two different. Not why it's called spring tide. Yeah, explain that. But then can you tell me about why you're a business in this how to do tax episode? Because I think it's something to do with tax, isn't it? Okay.
Okay, so there are two types of tides, spring tides and neap tides. Why are we talking about this? Anyway, then I was like, I'll call it spring tide because that's fun because it's like the moon, but not. I have a business account, Springtide Productions, and I also have my personal tax return, Tessa Coates Enterprises, which I've always done. Just myself. And then when I started making more money and I was like, I don't know what I'm doing here. Mm. Then I was like, I need a business account. I need a proper accountant. And so I have somebody to do that. And they do an amazing job. But then they leave me to do my personal one.
Question immediately.
Question. Yeah.
I was like, okay, so if I have a business account, all my work will go through that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll just pay myself out of my business account, into my personal account. But you do your tax return from your personal account. So do you also work and make money and that goes into your personal account as well?
So I just separate my two strands of business.
Right. Your two strands of business, famously.
In a way,
you're neap tied.
I put my writing work through the business account and my stand up.
Right.
And I put the podcast through neap tides.
Right.
So I consider those to be two separate strains of income.
Okay.
And I make everything in the podcast goes into my personal tax return. It could easily go through the business account, but I keep the two of them separate.
Why?
Great question, Stevie. Why?
Another great tip coming up, I'm sure. I fancied it.
Genuinely, yes.
If you fancy it, great. Okay. Right. I can't, because I can't offer a counterpoint because I don't know anything to do with this stuff. So I just fully trust that you're completely on it so that all of our listeners aren't going, okay, right, so, and how are we spelling neat tide? And how
I think all I sort of just want you to come away with is a sense of empowerment that if neat tide is doing her own accounts,
yes,
maybe you can give it a go.
Yes.
If you're, but also once you start like becoming a proper business or doing best stuff, like you do need help, like yes. Go and get help. But if it's a basic rate, which is underneath £50,000, I would say once you hit over 50, go get help. Like, come on. You've made £50,000. Go get help. But if you do have a personal thing that you're just starting a work, or you do a separate thing that's separate to your business or whatever, or, you know, lots of people start doing XYZ and need to do a personal tax return.
Excellent.
Right. So first thing, here we go. We're going to Google file your tax return. Okay. Gov.uk login file tax return. Okay. Here we go.
Huge tip. I remember.
Huge tip. Ready?
Huge tip.
Love
is
it.
Don't do the thing that I did where I'd be like, okay, cool. I'll give myself a couple of days. It's January, probably now when you're listening. And now I will log in. And then it says, what's your, and the username is like a PIN. Mm-hmm. And you go, Stevie Martin. And you go, nope, it's your 78 digits. Yeah. And you go, right, okay. It's okay. Or you've got that, but you've forgotten your password. If you've gotten either one of those, you go, okay, it's fine. I'll just get in touch. It says, forgot?
Yeah.
You can sort it out. And they go, yes, we will send it to you in 7 days.
Yeah.
And you're like, why?
So this is a big part of why I was like, 23rd of January, let's get this episode out. I hope they stay with us till this point.
I can't believe anyone's
still here.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you are, you need to be logging in now.
Yeah. I think if you are, immediately go and listen to a proper episode on tax. Yeah.
We're logging in now where it says sign in using government gateway. And it says, and there's a little box for you to put in your government gateway user ID. And then it says brackets. This could be up to 12 characters.
Could be one.
Well, how many is it?
A.
This could be up to 12 characters. Yeah. Are you mad? Right. So something I have been doing since 2015. I have an email called tax return.
Okay.
Which I've emailed to myself. Mm-hmm. So all I have to do every year is search in my bar tax return.
Okay.
And what comes up is all my tax return details in one.
That's so great. Is that safe?
Is it safe?
It feels like number one online is like, don't put all of your.
Yeah, well, it's not. I just like, so they don't have to be there, but they could be in a somewhere else, written down somewhere, just right, somewhere, yeah. Put them somewhere, yeah, for heaven's sake. If you're stressed, you could easily separate out the numbers or whatever in such a way as to, or put them somewhere else, or get an accountant.
Yeah, because I'm an expert in security.
Yeah, right. Okay. So then in this thing, also, it says, I've got my reference number, then I've got a user ID, and then I've got a unique taxpayer's reference. Three totally separate numbers. Mm. Already my nose is bleeding, but I'm staying.
You need all of them just to kind of log in and
do anything.
Yeah.
Right. So then I go, sign in.
Oh, it's happening live.
Okay, so this is as far as we got last time, and it discovered it says you owe £109.01 and it is late. Okay, right. Pay your tax return, view your personal tax. Right, to avoid penalties, you need to complete and file this by 11:59 p.m.
Okay.
On the 31st of January, 2024. And it is for the year 2022 to 2023, from April 5th to April 6th. And this is the bit where you're like, your nose gets all bleeding, because you sort of want to be like, in America, when's the tax year?
The year that's just gone.
When do you file it? January 1st. You're like, oh, well, that's simple. The year's just finished.
New Year's Eve, not going to be that fun, though, is it?
That's a mistake. That's boring.
Oh, God.
As you're sort of hurtling towards the... ideal. But there's an element of this of being like, sorry, and it's April, but it's April last year.
Yeah, I can't.
Like, it's so hard to get your head around. And by this point, it's 2024, and you're dealing with April 2022.
I can't remember what I was doing then.
It's all just like, oh, dear. Okay, right, complete and file. Here we go.
You've done it.
That's...
So what happens when you go into this? Like, as in, you've clicked in. What is it asking you for?
So, step number one page.
Mm.
Tell us about you.
Just like a chat.
Just like a quick personal chat.
Yeah, because doesn't it? One of the scary things is like, all that's the bit. It all feels fine. You're putting in your name.
Yeah.
You're putting in your address.
Yeah. It's national insurance number. National all insurance number.
That's always a little bit of a, oh, what is it? JS something. Don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But like, you know, you're getting all that stuff, you've got it all together, you kind of be like, fine. And then they have, they probably still do it, where it's just like income, and it's just like, you just put in the amount that you earn, mm-hmm. and then it'd be like, expenses, and you just have to put that number in. And that's the bit where you're like, God, it looks so easy, but like, how?
How?
And what if it's not right?
And what if it's not right? Okay, so the first one, number one, tell us about you. Weirdly, my first name, I've inexplicably put down as TJ. So I guess that's the guy filing Neap Tides tax return.
What's your middle name?
Joanne. So right. It is correct, but I don't know why that's, so I'm just changing that now.
Okay, that's very important.
Yeah, and then we go national insurance, telephone, email, let's get all the gear in here. Very concerned. Number one, so early up for this question. It's literally date of birth. Is your spouse registered blind? Like, so that's like number one question. It's like, that's so high up.
Yeah.
Okay, so then they want to know about your student loan repayment. So this is all just like tick, tick, tick.
But all that's, already we're getting already to the issue. Because, like, for example, I don't know how much of my student loan I've repaid, how much, it's often not clear.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of go, okay, well, I'll have to find that out. And you're like, well, what do I do? Call the university. Like, you're like, I don't know how to know.
Yeah.
I
know 100%. And this is why I'm like, as long as you have got a whole day where you've just sat down with your water and your small snacks and your banking app or however you do your banking and your computer, and it's plugged in and you're like, okay, we've got a whole day. Like this, every time you hit a question, underneath every question is this like bit of blue. To click on.
Bit of blue.
That says like, help.
Right.
And you're like, yes,
please. Can you click on the student loan repayments one?
Yep,
and absolutely. Tell me how I can find that out.
So they don't...
They don't know.
No. It's just, they just want to know. Their question is simply, do you have a student loan which repayments began before the 6th of April, 2023?
Oh, fine. You'd and know you're that, like, wouldn't yes, you? You either went or you didn't.
You either did or did not go before the 6th of April, 2023. Okay. And you're like, okay, yes.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When I was doing my own tax return, I would, whenever I got paid, I had like months across the top, and then like whenever I got paid, I just put the number in there as I got paid rather than like taking tax off or anything. It was just like, that's the number I got paid in my account. And then, so then at least I would have some idea of what the number was to type in.
Yes, absolutely. And then exactly as Stevie's saying, there's just a box that's like, so I say like, were you an employee in this year? No, I was not an employee. I'm doing an entirely self-returned. Were you in a partnership? In many ways I am. But for tax reasons, no.
Completely, yeah.
Absolutely not. Did I receive any income from my land?
Oh, that's always a hard one. Always a hard one. Look out your window. Do you have any land?
Is there any land there?
Go back. Say no.
If there is land, is somebody paying you for the land?
Ask about it.
No.
Go and ask around the town.
Have I got any from my foreign income? Ooh,
very interesting.
From my foreign land.
You will know.
And this is why, if you are somebody who is having with the land, the foreign income,
lands.
Business, this is why you're like, now you need an accountant.
Yes.
But if it's simply, I have this project that I do myself and I don't have any land and I don't have any things, you are pretty much like, pretty safe to just be ticking these boxes, being like, no, no, no. Do you have any chargeable assets or capital gains? You're like, no, because you don't know what capital gains are.
Yeah.
Like, it just means like, do you own land or like a racehorse? You're like, no.
No.
People listening, but that's not what capital gains is. Either way, I know I don't have any. I ain't got no capital gains,
you
baby.
You do have assets, though, because you've got a flat.
It's not a, nothing is coming, no money is generated by it.
Oh.
So it's not just things I own. It needs, a capital gains needs to be like, it makes money. Did I give to charity?
No.
Now, the thing is, you might well have done giving to charity, and you're like, yeah, I gave quite a bit to charity.
£2 a month to help the aged.
It's up to you at this point whether you want, if it's like sensible on your gift aid thing, to make sure that if you've ticked if you went into a shop and ticked like, yes, gift aid, and then I'm happy for them to receive a tax benefit from the government, which you should do because the charity get more money, which is excellent. You want to then make an estimate of how much you might have donated to charity if you have done, here, just to say that, so it like matches up with your gift aid.
Well,
doesn't
no
need to match
way.
Up in su- like it just needs to they're making an assumption that you have made £100 maybe this year.
Okay.
So you don't need to be like, oh my God, what was it? Like, you just need to be like, yes, I've made perhaps £100. And you're like, okay, great. Was your spouse born before the 6th of April, 1935?
What happened on the 6th of April, 1935? What happened on April 6th, 1935? Not even joking. The only historical event listed on onthisday.com for the 6th of April, 1935, H. Levitt sinks 499 basketball free throws. That can't be it. Something changed on that day.
It must be a tax change, because that's the 6th of April, which we know is the tax year. And then it must be some kind of tax change in 1935.
Go on. So keep going. You saved and continued.
I saved and continued, taking your time, reading each question. Some of them will be obvious. Some of them you'll have to tip the... What?
Saying this after every time you've tried to press next, you've missed a question.
I don't think I'm actually just going to do it. I don't think I'm going to press at the end of this episode.
Right. Cool.
I might.
I don't.
That's the thing. It's like, it feels so nosebleedy. When you actually read it, you're like, no, my partner wasn't born then. No,
if I'm
not
honest, it's this bit. Again, it's like with a theory test episode. This bit isn't nosebleedy for me. It's the bit where it says, and how much did you earn? And how much is that is expenses? And you go, well, okay, even if I've been a very good lady and I've put down all my income so I know what it is, and I put that number in, and then how much expenses? And you're like, I don't know, because you speak to somebody and they'll be like, oh, I'm just expensing this drink that we're having because we're both comedians. And then when John Robbins came on and he was like, that's not an expense.
No.
It's really helpful. So you also have to know those things.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also like there are specific percentages that if you don't know, you can just take off. So you go like, I don't know, my accountant has like, there's a percentage of clothing that is expensible.
Yeah.
and whether or not I've gone over that or under that, it's like that's, or like rent or my laptop or like just like various, like electricity because of how much I work from home. There's just certain things that are so clever that they take off that you would never know.
Mm-hmm.
So that it's those two very simple boxes that I think, so it's like the prep beforehand is so much more important than this process. Because going, I'm Tessa and this is my address.
Of course.
Is my spouse blind? Is like, is the easy bit, I'd argue.
Absolutely. Okay, so now their questions are, one, are you involved in any kind of tax avoidance schemes?
Always a no.
No. And then, do you have an annual turnover of £85,000 or more? Why do we know about the £85,000 marker?
Because of VAT.
So VAT, you can opt in to pay VAT, God bless you, at any point.
Why would you do that? That sounds really stupid.
Googling, what is VAT? You can opt in at any point, but you have to pay it after £85,000.
Okay.
So that's why they're asking if you should. And again, I cannot stress enough that if you're doing your own personal tax return and you're listening at this point, and you're like, oh, I've made, please get help.
Yes, get help.
This is for the guys with their small, this is small guys.
Yeah, the tiny, tiny men.
Oh, let me just get through this. I need to get to the next page. Am I a farmer? No.
Yeah, it's good that we're talking people through this.
Yeah. Well, you just have to get to the next page.
You've got to say, if you're a farmer, you've got to say no, unless, crucially, you are a farmer, and then you say yes, just so you know.
Finally, we're on the page where we can actually put in some information. Business name, Tesco's Enterprises. Description of business, cool guy.
Sole trader.
No, what does it do?
Oh, okay.
And it'll be podcast, professional podcaster.
Wow, professional podcaster.
Yeah.
professional writer. When
they check that and it's this.
Yeah. You go, like, error. I don't understand.
I get audited for this. Imagine this is what brings me down. Oh, God.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
So obviously this is the bit that's the hard bit. What have you done over the year to help you to type in that number of how much you've earned via the podcast and what your expenses are?
What do you think?
But I presume because you're doing this episode that there's like, you've got a tip or a thing. No, absolutely not.
I've done absolutely nothing.
Right. Would you recommend that?
If you choose to do what I do, which is one big day.
It would take me more than one day.
Right, so now I'm here and they're like, what's your turnover? And you're like, right. Yeah, great question.
This is where my big day comes
from. Here's my big day. So now we
go through all your invoices.
Get my invoices. I get my thing. What I would do is if you're all coming into one business account, one bank account, which it is, I go in there, but set to 12 months. I do just money in.
Oh, very nice.
And now I'm just looking through money in. And I'm cross-referencing that with all my invoices. Mm-hmm. People, anytime something has come from my agent or from wherever and it says you've had this, I'm like, yep, that's what's come in. Correct. Mm-hmm. Tick, tick, tick. And I put that all in. I don't like an Excel spreadsheet because I can't use it.
But no, I can't either.
Into a Word document it goes. Right. And I just write like, January, this is all the money that came in.
Right.
And I do full money in. So you put that number in. You then say, and then you're like, okay, there's bloody hell, there's my number. And then it's like, okay, and now you owe this much tax on that big number. And you're like, oh. And then it's like, but expenses.
You know? Right, yes, I see. So it calculates the tax and then you have to put your expenses in. Okay.
Expenses. Do you want to do one number or do you want to do a detailed breakdown? And this is where I consider the thing to be like, okay, not as completely nosebleedy as it could be, because there is a detailed breakdown option. So you can, it can does literally say like vehicle, like, have you got a vehicle? How often did you use it for work? Like, did you use petrol?
Helpful.
It's like your house. Like, how often did you work from home? So it's like, it has it all there for you.
But how specific is it? Because if it's like, it has to be like the amount of hours you worked from home each week or something, like you lose your, you'd be like, well, most of it.
I believe that like it's making a, it isn't making an assumption that like people haven't made a to the minute mathematical.
Best guess.
It's making, and it does say that several times. About, right. It expects you to be estimating these numbers within your like most reasonable guessing. And to in making the basic assumption that people are like generally honest, good people who are trying their best here. And that it also knows that you can't be like, I spent 17 and a half minutes on Tuesday in the home. But during that time, I took a wee and that was for me. So I can't have the bathroom light on, you know, like,
yeah.
It's just suggesting that you make this, you can have 20% of your, however much your rent was or your electricity bill, like it assumes you work from home that amount. Guess who got logged out again? This is actually a nightmare. Get an accountant. You should all have one.
So this is now basically half an hour of you slowly realising you don't want to do your tax return and you should get an accountant.
That's the main take home.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's...
Okay, so then you've got this huge long page that is like cost of goods bought for resale or goods used. And you're like, okay. But then it's like there's like a wave of panic and then be like, okay, sit with it.
Goods bought for what?
So but if your business was somebody who sold things at market.
Oh, God, that section is just for people who sold things at market.
No, it assumes it's going to offer you the entire list of everything.
Okay.
So if you're a farmer, if you're a writer, if you're a plumber.
Okay. Right, I see.
If you're a market trader, if whatever it is that you do as a business, but so say that, for example, hammers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Still haven't
sold them.
No.
Running at a loss. But yeah. So be like, yeah, I did buy a number of hammers that were specifically for resale.
Yeah, for Nobody Panic merch. And when you're audited, they're going to go, well, where's the merch?
Where's the merch?
Give us the hammers. And you'll go, there was 20 people hammer.
They're going to take the hammers, Stevie.
They're going to take the hammers.
Right, but so then I put in, yeah, I spent £11 on a job lot of antique hammers.
because I'm a professional podcast.
Okay, right, so next number two, £11 on hammers. Car... Okay, so now your travel expenses. So you can put your car in after your private
use. Your Lime bike.
Your Lime bike. So Lime bike's 100%. I don't even need to do private use proportion because I'm coming. It's just my journeys to and from work. And again, it's a bit tedious. You've got to be going back through your thing, being like, or if you only ever do limes for work, whatever, then you're like, okay, great. Every time I see a lime, I'm adding up all these numbers. Here's all my things. Mm. And you put them all into your spreadsheet and you're like, oh my God, I spent an enormous amount of money on limes. Whatever. Or you're like, okay, I have a car and I do have my car for work, but it's also my personal car and I drive myself to my personal places.
I'm going to my personal places tomorrow, yeah.
And then you can watch a short YouTube clip on working out your motoring expenses.
Okay, that'll be fun.
Yes, please, I'd love to. Clicking through.
That's why, because of the last tax episode we did, I don't have a business account, but I have like two bank accounts and two debit cards with the same bank. And like one is only, so when I came here, I use that card to tap in and out. And then if I'm going somewhere else and it's nothing to do with that, I use my other card. So basically anything special. So then when I go through, I can just go like, I don't have to weed stuff out. I just go like,
really
all
smart
of my outgoings is, I mean, we learned it on this podcast. Yeah. Episode. Yeah. Yeah. Just so you know.
Yeah.
Does it not muddy it slightly that you've got your personal outgoings alongside your business outgoings in one account?
So yes. Okay, so this is the bit. I just personally find this expenses page just so helpful.
Yes,
you're on your own of being like, okay, wages, salary, other stuff. And be like, okay, great. I don't have any salary. I don't have any wages.
For example, it tells you the process that you should be doing anyway.
Because that number of like, what are your expenses? Like, Jesus Christ, I don't fucking know. But if somebody is like, okay, repairs and maintenance on a property, you're like, huh. Okay. Okay, did I need to repair things? And you're like, oh, right, okay, that's an expense.
And if you rent, you didn't, because that's the landlord.
Yeah.
But you'll know if you, yeah, absolutely. I've never clicked on that because I thought, ages ago when I was doing it, I was like, number or detailed breakdown. I thought they wanted a detailed breakdown of my expenses that I would provide.
Right,
so I never even clicked on it.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I'll just do the number because it'll be wrong. And then if it's a number, then they can't really tell which bits came from which. If it's a little bit off, they'll probably be like, oh, it's fine. Mm. If it's detailed, that's too detailed. No,
yes, exactly. But actually, and I thought 100% the same thing of being like, I don't know what is and isn't right to put in this thing. A thing that is like deeply, deeply overwhelming does attempt to hold your hand through this and be like, here's this little YouTube clip with lots of bright colours. Like, here it is. Every time you think, oh my God, what does that mean? There's like a little guide by your side. And so it just is that as an option. If you can't afford an accountant or if you've just got to the last minute and no one will take you at the last, you know, and all of this stuff, even though you think, I can't possibly do this, I'm just going to get... It's like, you really can.
Okay.
You really...
Yeah.
You don't know if you should, but you...
Best not.
But maybe it's worth it just once to be like, I'm never doing that again. But at least it is there. And then exactly the thing of being like, don't fear the detailed breakdown section. That's where it's all going to...
I mean, that was, so I suppose that episode, that's just that breakdown tip is probably enough, really.
In many ways,
In many ways. Nice.
But if you look at your net profit, you take away your £12,800, which is what your personal allowance is. So if I put £20,000 here, I can, in my net profit, then I remove my 12. Oh, I'm looking at 8. So this is even before I go into the expenses section, just be like, look at the thing, be like, okay. And now I know I am on the basic rate, which means 20%. And so I work out what 20% of 8 is. Write that at the top of the page for yourself on a little notebook. And you're like, okay, that's roughly what I think I'm heading towards. And then you do your expenses and thing. And then if you look at a number that's like astronomically different to what you think that thing is, it's like something's gone awry here.
Back.
But the nice thing is it will press, you do calculate tax.
Oh, so it does it for you.
It does it all for you. It says it right there. You don't have to do that bit because obviously you're like, oh my God, I've got it wrong. I didn't mean to do it wrong. So of course you didn't. You look at the number, it's like, that doesn't look completely, that's hundreds of, that's more than I made. How can it be that?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, where have I gone awry? You can keep going back through it and that you can always go back. It calculates it for you on the screen. It has all the things and you're like, okay. And then if you're like, this looks correct. I feel ready. In it goes. It's going to do. And just the last thing is it's going to do an insane thing in which it's going to make you pay your tax for next year.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely crackers because it hasn't even begun.
Yeah, the one that gets me all the time.
Why would you make this happen?
It kind of guesses, doesn't it?
And then it guesses your tax.
Then if it's too much, then you get a rebate and that's good.
Yeah, here's the number you owe, but you've already paid a bit from last year and you're like, oh, well, then it's nowhere near as much. And it's like, but you owe next year. And you're like, well, this is, we've achieved nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
What was the point
of death?
What was the point of this?
Yeah.
Why did we do this? And then you think, it's for the NHS.
Yes, of course, which is underfunded. So good Lord.
So you got to
pay
give
more.
Them.
Okay, that was so helpful. It's very fun. I had a fun time.
Okay. Well,
bye, everyone.
This was really good.
It's really good. I can't wait to never do my tax return again.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.